The Finance Minister, Michael Noonan, said last week he could achieve his budget target of cutting the government's deficit without having to raise taxes or cut spending. That's not what the Fiscal Advisory Council is advising him this morning. We're joined by our economics correspondent, Sean Whelan. Sean, growth is up 7% according to the latest figures. Government revenue is up as well. So why is the council advising, in effect, more austerity?
Well, not more austerity, but what they're saying is finish the plan. They said things have been turning around, according to the Fiscal Council, because the government have a plan and they stuck to it. Strangely enough, that's what the Taoiseach and the Finance Minister and other ministers were saying last week. We've got to where we are because we have a plan and we stuck to it. But the last bit of the plan says, for budget 2015, you need a consolidation of €2 billion. And the Fiscal Council are saying, stick to that plan and do that consolidation by way of additional taxes and reduction in expenditure rather than just relying on revenue buoyancy, which is what the government seem to be planning to rely on.
Exactly. That runs almost exactly counter to what Michael Noonan was saying when those figures on growth came out. He said we can do this without tax cuts and without cutting spending.
Indeed. And the reason the Fiscal Council are saying that is they're going back into this discussion about what is a structural deficit and what is a cyclical deficit. It all gets very technical, but basically the structural part of the deficit is that bit that is still there, even when your economy is rising. And if your economy falls, which it will at some stage, you're going to be stuck back with this structural element. So they're saying make changes to the structural deficit now. Deal with this issue now rather than trying to do it later on, because once the money starts to flow, it's going to be extremely politically difficult, if not impossible, to find that additional money to deal with that structural deficit. And if things do start to turn down again later on, you're going to be back in a painful future. So they reckon you have to deal with the issue now. And if there is spare money coming through in the system, that's great, that's fantastic. But bank that money, save it for the rainy day, because the rainy day is going to come, and make your adjustments and make them in a permanent way and get it done now. And if you can reduce your budget deficit faster, do it, because it's just really important to do that, because we have massive debt and massive deficit.
And they remind us, next year, even with things going well here at home, we'll be 7 billion, we'll be spending 7 billion more than we take in.
That's right, you borrow that money and you add it on top of the national debt, which is already 215,000 million euro.
Now, of course, they're not politicians. They're doing what they have to do, which is advise the government in an objective way. So, in terms of spending, what if the government were to take a little bit of their advice even, what might this mean?
Well, they are making the point that I think they're shifting some of the emphasis of the debate of recent weeks back onto the spending side, because if things start going well, as they are going now, it's quite easy to not put up taxes. It's a lot harder to not increase spending. And a lot of the emphasis now is going to come on to the issue of spending control. Again, Michael Noonan was praising his assistant down in Merrion Street, or his co-worker in dealing with this financial crisis, Brendan Howlin, and saying he's been keeping spending control or control over spending, and that's been really important. But keeping spending control is going to be really important going forward as well. Fiscal Council are making the point that these new fiscal rules that we all voted into our constitution a couple of years ago constrain the amount of money that a government can spend in any one year, and the government have also applied their own spending cap on each department, and that again is acting as a weight on expenditure. Now, under the fiscal rules, they have to effectively reduce spending over the years ahead. There's another comprehensive review of expenditure being carried out by Brendan Howland's department right now. He's asked them for substantial cuts in their spending, and all the departments have come back and surprisingly have asked for substantial increases in their spending. So whilst we're all focused on the tax debate externally, internally the government is focused on the spending control issue, and that is going to be really tough going forward, because as the Fiscal Council point out, there are a lot of demographic pressures in the system here. Natural population growth means there are more children who will be seeking social welfare transfers through the children's allowance at the other end. We have more people becoming pensioners, and those pensioners living longer, and they are drawing more and more money from the pension system. So the pressure for spending is immense, but the money to actually meet all that expenditure really isn't there. Plus, we have this massive debt to service. So something's got to give somewhere, and a giveaway budget, isn't it?
Exactly. Now, so with all the signals coming from government, what's your read of them? Because on the one hand, you hear, well, just to take Michael Noonan alone, saying as he did, we can do all of this last week, he's saying we can do what's necessary, achieve our targets, bring the deficit down to below 3% of GDP just by buoyancy. But said, I think it was a week earlier at the Fine Gael think-in, saying we're not going back to boom and bust, we're going to be sensible, we're not going to do anything to endanger the recovery and so on and so on. So what's your read of what's behind all the rhetoric? Because the rhetoric seems to be pointing in different directions, even from the same individual.
Yeah, and what you had in between those two statements was that set of growth numbers last week, which has rearranged everybody's mathematics, including some of the figures from the Fiscal Council here, which haven't been updated to take account of those extraordinary growth figures from last
7%.
Week.
7%. Unbelievable.
That was the annualised figure. For this year, it's probably going to come in for calendar 2014, somewhere around 5% is what most private sector economists are guessing. Still, a huge growth level compared to what we've been used to, and the highest in the European Union. So, pretty extraordinary bounce back. But does that mean it's time to fire the starting gun on another boom and another spending round? No, because, I mean, these are very, very recent turn in the economy.
And even though that's what every single Fine Gael backbencher, for example, that we pointed a microphone at the Fine Gael think and said, time to give some money back.
Yeah, and that's understandable because there have been 8 consolidation budgets. It really has been a long, hard slog to try and get the state finances back into shape and deal with the banking crisis and deal with a very big recession at the same time. It has been immensely difficult for politicians and for everybody in this country. And so there's a very understandable urge to try and ease back at the earliest possible moment. And also you get the politicians using that phrase, we're not just running an economy, we're running a society here. And societies are collections of voters, aren't they? So there's pressures coming on them from all sides, and they will want to try and give back what they can, where they can. And they know they're quite constrained in what they can do, but they will try and do something. Remember, in each of the budgets of this government, there has been tax cuts. You haven't noticed them probably, unless you're in the restaurant industry or construction industry, but there have been tax cuts all along, and their tax cutting strategy has always been aimed at trying to stimulate employment growth, because that is the key to having growth in the wider economy and correcting the public finances faster. So they'll probably will carry on with doing that sort of tax relief, but whether it's going to be any kind of a general massive tax cut, that's harder to conjecture, other than the fact that there is an election coming up and they would like to try and do something for a lot of people that will get a lot of attention.
Sean Whelan, thank you very much. And we'll be talking to Professor John McHale of the Fiscal Advisory Council about that advice after 8 o'clock.